what's called customized extensions. But by default, it's providing about 35 extensions, which is like all of the extension. Some of them are missing, but PG Crypto is there, H Store is there, PostGIS there, T-Search 2 is there, PLPG SQL. So what's the good one? DB Link is there. So those kind of most of the extensions are there. So if you are, like, for example, if you have attended my colleague Keith's talk, like PG Partman, let's say, we talked about that with Amazon, like, okay, can we install this? Can you make it default? But no, not yet. So maybe we'll work out something, but right now you cannot install your customized extension until Amazon install it for you. As we are Postgres, we need to run the PGBench results. Yeah, provision IOPS 1,000, number of clients 100, number of threads 1, duration 600 seconds. We did a quick test, single AG versus multi AG, like what's the difference of the performance. It was about, I think, 5%, like transaction per second, like about 200 and 186, about 5%, I think, 5% difference if you are using a multi AG versus single AG instance. Because it's a synchronous replication. That's the reason. And depending on your, like, as you know, like, sometimes there's a high load on, then you might get a lower performance, too.
And that's what you're writing it to, machine in one zone and then a machine in another. Yeah.
So that's a good question. Like, you don't have access to another instance. You have you just assume that there's only one instance. Everything is in background. Yeah, but it's written into two zones. But you just write into one, you don't know about anything. You can't access the slave or streaming replication. So for multi AG, for single AG, like there will be backup, like, but it will not be the failover. Like you will be missing the failover part, right?
If the instance fails, it will get replaced.
Longer time. It has to build the instance and then bring up the instance.
So can you walk through a multi-AG instance?
Sorry?
What exactly is happening to my application connecting to the database? If that instance fails, it needs to go over to the rest of the server.
So it will be automated. Like you will be still listening with the same CNAME or whatever the IP, whatever the host name you are talking to. You don't have to change any application. Yeah, CNAME flip.
So
yeah.
You get disconnected from the old one, you try your new connection.
Yeah.
Can you still set synchronous commit off for a particular transaction?
It's not actually not Postgres replication.
No.
Today, the multi AG is actually something that we built for all our particular engines at the moment. That's what we're using at this stage.
Okay.
But no, you cannot disable the synchronous replication. But
which would then change the performance characteristics of Postgres in general, which means you're not waiting on the async, which would mean you'd have less of an impact on something like multi AG. So if you're doing bulk loading,
Cool.
So you have those parameters are all under your control. Right?
Oh, okay, that's good to know. I didn't know about that. Next, limitations. I think replicate, like we are still missing, like in MySQL RDS. You can set up a replicated slave, and you can access as a read slave. Right now, it's not possible in a Postgres. The limitation of upgrade migration, like you have to do dump restore right now. And what about major upgrade? Like we are still in the initial stage, but most like the client I mentioned, they can able to leverage the outage time. Then we might be able to upgrade into the database. Size is small. Another scenario we are going to use it for with the Jenkins servers. They are bringing up the instance constantly. They are right now have four servers for hardware, so we want to reduce that hardware cost, and we'll just use this RDS, and each Jenkins servers will create a new database.
Sorry, why are you saying PG dump restore is an upgrade? I mean, that's not, you're saying for migration that was.
Yes.
Oh, okay, sorry, I was thinking that was. Right?
Yeah, migration. If you are running EC2 instance right now, you have only one option right now. You need to dump your EC2 instance database and restore into RDS. You cannot set up a replication. I think somebody asked me that question in on the channel, but it's not possible. Yet, PG Bouncer cannot be installed on the DB server. Like client we are working, they have PG Bouncer running on the database server. We moved out that PG Bouncer to running on application server, and it's always a good idea to run on the application server, so there is no downside for that. Cannot install the custom extension like Mimio PG Partment that we are using for a number of clients, so that might be a problem. Pricing, okay. So there is a pricing model is on-demand and reserve pricing. On-demand is like whenever you want to just test it out, you can just bring up the instance. Reserved is 1 year to 3 years, depending if you want to just reserve that instance for 1 year, that pricing will be low. I just compared with the single AG versus multi-AGs. You can see the difference, double the, because you are paying for the failover as well. So it's 400 versus 800. And for if you go to reserve instances, like it will be cheaper because you are making a long-term commitment, 10 to 20% cheaper. And price doesn't include bandwidth, right?
External bandwidth.
External bandwidth. Okay.
You need a blended cost that probably, it all depends on how many IOPS you need.
The on-demand price is the theoretical maximum.
Yes.
Yes. That's maximum, yes.
That's an hourly you can.
Yeah.
For the multi internal application, do you pay for bandwidth?
No.
No, not internal, but externally, yes. And there are some references I used. That will be, then my slide will be available on PGCon website under my talk. Further reading, my colleague Keith wrote, like we both wrote an article called Postgres, Accessing Postgres from Amazon RDS. It's on dbta.com. If you want to read, it's a very detailed article about what the RDS is about. Another thing I wanted to mention is the Surge conference. OmniTI have a Surge conference in September 24 to 26 in Washington, D.C. if you want to attend. It's more about the scalability. It will be all like database application. And I think I am open for questions.
So when you say 100 gigabytes of the instance of the size of data files, or is the size of small file, or it's all together, what is 100 gigabytes?
It's everything. It's a you can store 100 gig of data.
That's your database size, your wall, and your X log. And we back up and remove the wall logs. I mean, as their archive.
How about the server logs?
Your error log would be included in that,
okay.
But not the binaries or anything else like on the server.
So when you remove the logs, like some like hour to day,
every 5 minutes.
5 minutes, yeah. Almost.
So, I mean, because if you configure something with a really large number of checkpoint segments, like if you said, hey, I got, 10,000 checkpoint segments.
Are we still talking about the storage? It's free, right? 2014. I know,
yeah.
I'm just kidding. Yeah, but yeah, storage is cheaper than anything, everything else. But yeah, it will be X logs and data files. So, maybe if you need a 50 gig of database, you probably want to set 100 gig. In any case, a good recommendation is to set the data, the disk size double than whatever the database size is, like for the growth reasons.
I got a question on that. I probably know the answer is on the single AZ versus the multi AZ, and it shows the pricing. If I go to the lower one and take the single AZ, I still have the replication, correct?
No.
Yes. Yeah, that's the reason it's a double the price. Okay.
Part of it is that it's because even in a single AZ, if we had some fault in one of the availability zones, you're guaranteed to have that server. So, you know, if the high availability is really important to you, that's what we're basically going for. Versus if you're okay with a little more downtime, then you can, you know, your instance can come back.
You can't connect to the other side.
No.
No.
Yeah.
I think they are still working on that streaming replication.
Is that your oldest network?
Not at the moment.
No.
Again, it's something that we've been asked for, that we're looking at.
If someone for the tool or the system is missing?
At the moment, yeah.
At the moment.
It's the most requested feature so far. But.
Yeah, but I think as per the track record, like MySQL RDS has that thing, so I assume that it will be, there will be something. And it's not that difficult. If MySQL can provide, why not Postgres? Cool. Sure.
You showed some settings that Amazon pre-configured, like logon,
yeah,
index, and so forth. I was wondering if anything is known about what they've chosen for parameters like sequential page cost and random page cost. I'm mainly interested in tuning those for like my own instances on EC2, so I'm curious what they.
So it's just select that free tier instance, and you, when you select that, there will be default, like there is an entire Postgres.com file will be available. So you can just go into the dashboard and see that.
We leave those at the Postgres default today.
Mostly the default.
Because of course, depending on what you pick for, whether you're on magnetic storage or PI ops and how much you choose is the ratios, it, you know, it's going to depend on
your application workflow.
Yeah, exactly. So yeah.
If your whole application fits, if your whole database fits in RAM, then.
Doesn't matter, yeah. Okay, I think I'm, oh sure. The last question.
Does it use encrypted, is the data encrypted at rest?
Not at the moment.
No.
Yeah, it's another real request that we're getting across all the engines that we're getting a lot more.
They just know.
Yeah, well, yeah. So you can kind of figure that at some point. We use EBS, though. So.
Yeah. Okay. They're still struggling for 9.3.4 right now.
In general, I mean, our plans are to support the major versions when they release, to be in short, you know, within a short period. And much like our other engines, we plan to support major version upgrade in a, you know, just a single upgrade command model.
Yeah, I think MySQL has 4 or 5 versions, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
I was a little surprised you showed a snippet saying that a few versions of 9.3 were available, including 9.3.1, which has this known
bugs,
like data corruption,
yes,
standbys. But maybe the explanation for that is that they're using their own replication.
Yeah, we don't use that replication, so those bugs are.
Yeah.
And we do recommend, I mean, the default version is 9.3.3. To some degree, we provide flexibility for the customers because the customer says, look, I'm on 9.3.1, I haven't tested 9.3.3. You know, I need another copy of my database. We don't want to tell the person, no, you can't have it right now. Over time, we will deprecate versions, but it's pretty early in the life cycle so far for us for Postgres.
Cool. And I think they are very approachable guys. Like, I have been talking to them for back and forth. Okay, thank you very much.